Initially, I thought I was in favor of it because of the economics that it could bring. But then I talked to an activist who's trying to get rid of it. And apparently, it's a Canadian company that is owned primarily by Japanese investors. So I'm basically against it because I think that what they're going to do is have this foreign company come in, take the money out. The jobs that it will create are low-income jobs, and it will leave this hole in the ground and basically leave the people in that area without water. Their wells will dry up and stuff like that. So I've heard arguments on both sides. Economically, it could help, but it looks like environmentally, there's some issues there. I think I'm a no right now.
Yeah, well, I've had a lot of work. I'm sure this community is very familiar with my work on the Rosemont Mine. I have some big concerns. Mr. Stoltz talked about the water issue. Their plan is to use 100,000 acre feet in the next 20 years. That's equivalent to 300,000 homes. Right now, there are 25 million users on the Colorado River. The Colorado is beginning to run dry. So in the West, where we have growth and we have drought, very concerned about where that water is going to come from. The second part is that in order for the Rosemont Mine to develop, they need to use federal land to dump tons of their tailings. And that's why the federal government steps in, because that federal land is our land. It belongs to the people of the United States of America. So there's some real concerns about the tailings, about the contamination. Having a 24-hour open pit copper mine, the largest in the United States, the damage economically it would do to the jobs that already exist down there, the industries that already exist in that area, to profit just one company. We have an environmental impact study that's going on right now. We're still working on this, but I have some real concerns about the Rosemont mine.
Are you no then at this point?
Yeah, I don't support the Rosemont, but you know, there's a process and I'm watching that process fold out.
I believe in a copper mine in the copper state that has 10% unemployment, a copper mine that'll bring in the equivalent of a Super Bowl and two extra gem shows a year to southern Arizona, a state with a $2 billion budget shortfall, a copper mine that'll bring in $900 million annually to the state. We cannot continue with this radical anti-jobs agenda and then claim we're for jobs. We can't punish employers and claim we love employment. It does not work anymore. And when we talk about things like stopping the extension of the Bush tax cuts for those evil top 2% of people, those are small businesses. Those are S-corps. That's the local mom and pop candy shop. We're talking about raising taxes on small business in a recession. So, but I also need to clarify on the Rosemont mine, it's in the hands of the Forest Service. It's going to go through their permitting process. If it gets through that process, it'll get challenged in the courts. If it gets through that, it's a go. If it doesn't, it's not. So I would love to stand here and pump my fist and say, I'll be elected to Congress and I'll take care of it right away. I can't lie to the voter in that way. It's not in the hands of the next Congress. It's not in the hands of this Congress. It's in the hands of the Forest Service and the courts, and that's where it'll be decided.